Upper level, Teth Monastery.
Jedi were so predictable. A sage Ventress stood one pace back from the narrow slit of a window, but she could see the aftermath of the battle. Everything was going according to plan. Skywalker would think he'd won a magnificent victory rather than being duped. He'd encountered just enough resistance to make it look like more than a token defense, without the droids getting lucky and actually killing the Jedi. The things couldn't act. She had to balance the battle carefully.
I need you and your little Padawan in one piece, Skywalker.
The Jedi Council could spare the resources to drop everything for a hut they despised when there was something in it for them. But Rat Attack, her homeworld, could drown in blood for all they cared. It had.
What would you make of all this, Kai?
She said aloud. Kai Narek was long dead, and maybe that was just as well. He wouldn't want to see what the Jedi had become now.
Or me, maybe. But you'd understand why it had to be done, I know.
Ma'am?
Said 4A7. The droid watched from the window, too.
Who's Kai?
Nothing you need to know.
She pulled the hood back and let it slide from her smoothly polished scalp. Her twin lightsabers hung from her belt. She was ready.
The battle droids have done their duty. Now it's your turn. Be convincing.
That's my programming, ma'am.
The spy droid slipped away. Ventress ran through her mental checklist. All she needed was that one incriminating holocam sequence of the Jedi with Rata the Huttlet. Anything that would convince Jabba that the Jedi were behind the kidnapping to force Jabba's cooperation with the Republic. Handling Rata roughly, making him cry. Anything plausible. The slug cried a lot. That wasn't going to be hard. But there would be many ways to explain that away as innocent circumstance, unless she could then deliver the Huttlet to Jabba.
I still think it would be better to have the Jedi framed with a dead Huttlet.
Inarguable. Case proven. If the situation demanded it, then that was how it would have to be, and Dooku could rage at her later. All that mattered was that the Jedi be denied access to Outer Rim space lanes and that Jabba throw his considerable weight behind the Confederacy of Independent Systems.
So, I'd kill a youngling, would I?
Ventress was sometimes surprised by what she would consider doing these days, but it would have been a routine event on Rat Attack. Not even a minor headline, as it would have been on tidy, civilized Coruscant. Many youngsters died in the constant battles between the rival warlords. She could have been one of them. Her parents had died violently, just two more bystanders in the endless gang wars. Life was cheap on Rat Attack. It had no strategic importance for the Republic. It didn't matter to Coruscant, and no Jedi stepped in to right wrongs.
Except Kai Narek. I'd be dead now without him.
Yes, she could kill a youngling if she had to. She could kill the offspring of a criminal who made part of his fortune from slavery if it meant putting an end to the Jedi, because Rat Attack knew too much about slavers, too. Jedi kept a corrupt government in power. Anything was justified. Their massive power required exceptional countermeasures. They would not concede without a fight to the death.
Fine. I'm more than ready.